Two Words Publishing presents, Here in Heart's Crossing, Four Charming Small Town Novellas, written by Robin Lee Hatcher, narrated by Amy Lilly, James C. Lewis, Wendy Lanzel, and Eve Passeltiner.
Chapter 1, May 2005. Angie Hunter stared out the tiny window of the Bombardier turboprop, keeping a death grip on the armrests as the plane bounced and dropped in the turbulent air above the snowy white mountain range. Oh, how she hated flying in a tin can. Give her a first-class seat in a jumbo jet any day. Not that she'd had other options when she made her flight reservations. Only regional airlines flew into the airport nearest her destination, and those airlines used small planes like this one. Maybe she should have driven from California to Idaho. It might have been nice to have her own automobile for the next 8 weeks, and the trip could have been made in an easy 2 days. "Don't be silly, dear," her mother, Francine Hunter, had said when they talked last week. "I have a perfectly good car, and I won't be driving anywhere for quite some time."
"I must be out of my mind."
In the 17 years since Angie left Idaho, she'd returned infrequently and never stayed longer than 3 nights at a stretch. While earning her degree, she'd taken summer jobs near the university. Part-time employees didn't get vacations, so the occasional long weekend was all she could manage back then. As an adult, she'd had the demands of her job as a reason to rush back to the city.
"I'll go stark raving mad before this is over," she whispered to her faint reflection in the window. "What have I let myself in for?"
The whine of the engines changed as the plane began its approach. Angie felt her stomach tighten. The flight attendant, a perky 20-something blonde in maroon Bermuda shorts and a white blouse, began her landing announcements. "Fasten seat belts, make sure seats are in fully upright position, turn off electronic devices, stow all luggage. No smoking until in a designated smoking area in the terminal. No mobile phones until cabin door opens. Enjoy your stay. Thanks for flying today." With the rough air seemingly behind them, Angie loosened her grip on the armrests. The flight attendant made a final pass down the aisle. She smiled at Angie when she reached her row.
"Sure, you can smile, Miss Perk. You'll be flying out again in another hour or so. I'm stuck here for the next 2 months."
Angie drew in a deep breath and released it slowly. She should be ashamed. After all, her mother needed her. 8 weeks wasn't going to kill her.
"And it's not like I have a lot to hurry back."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?